You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello and welcome into the Starcast Jacob Mark Studios along with Christian Chambers. Hold on, Chris. Hold on. I am Ryan, and this is the PGR for Game 7, a 3-2, I guess it was a loss, 3-2 overtime loss to the very crippled Vegas Golden Knights. Chris, go ahead.
So the Stars played the best game of the season, without a doubt. This was the best game played by all the skaters. Maybe not the best goaltending game, but in every other facet of the game, we played our best. And somehow we're still only able to score two goals. We had over 15 shots in the first period. The best period we played and the best game that we've played. We're tied. We go into the first intermission tied. How do we not have at least three goals in that period? People are gonna say like, oh, it was a great response from the Stars after the weak game and getting called out by, and it's not. Like, they came out and played great, yes, but they do the same thing that the Stars always do all the time for the past 3 years. They dominate the game, totally outplay the other team, and they just can't score. We have so many goal scorers on the roster, or they were goal scorers before they came to Dallas and before we turned into this defensive team. We have so many goal scorers, and they're just non-existent. They just can't score goals now. They can't make good shots. Like, we talked about this last game too, and it's even more apparent on this game. We are terrible at shooting the puck. Everybody on the team. And especially tonight, what I noticed is it's especially like Jamie Benn and Hintz and Gurianov and even Radulov. Terrible at shooting. Radulov has a breakaway and he shoots it into the guy's chest. No moves. He just skates forward, shoots it into the chest. I don't even want to count that as a scoring chance. And I know he scored tonight. I don't care. The shots are terrible. We scored two goals. And the first goal is the luckiest thing ever. That's another thing. The first period, the one goal that goes in deflects off a defenseman's skate. It was going 5 feet wide. And what it comes down to really is leadership. And we should have the most leadership of any team in the NHL right now. We're the third oldest team in the league. We're the third oldest team in the league. That's supposed to be our strong suit. Our strong suit is leadership. You should come out of the past two games that were terrible and have a good response. And the first period was, but it wasn't because we couldn't score. So someone has to step up and score. Jamie Benn has to step up and score. Sagan has to step up and score. Even Hintz needs to score now, too. Hintz and Gurianov, these aren't rookies anymore. These are guys who have to score for us to be a good hockey team. And they're not even getting good shots. So, while yes, the Stars played their best game this season, it is not encouraging at all to me because the same thing that happened last year is the exact same thing that's happening this year. And the year before that, even. The year before that, of course, we go to the Stanley Cup Final. We lose our way into the playoffs is what happens. If COVID doesn't shut down that season, who knows what happens?
We're not the fourth. We wouldn't be one of the top four seeds, I can tell you that.
We'd be a wild card, yeah, maybe, if we're lucky. I mean, we were on like a 6-game losing streak before that happened, I think. So who knows what would have happened? And it's the same thing over and over again. And something has to change. And I've seen a lot of people recently calling for Bonehead again. And I don't know if I disagree with that too much. So I guess I'm done for now. We can actually talk about the game now. But I'm so tired of the way this hockey team plays and the culture that it has of just nobody steps up. Nobody steps up to the plate. It just pisses me off.
Culture of mediocrity? Question mark?
Yep. Like we talked about last game. It's the culture of mediocrity. Yeah. And it hasn't even tried to go away.
Okay, so obviously I probably already know the question or the answer to this question. Do the Stars just chalk this up as a fluky game and it just goes against them, or do they need to take some responsibility for the way that this game ended?
This game is almost worse than last game, in my opinion. Like, last game, they just didn't have their stuff. You can chalk it up to that. I mean, Foxa has a terrible game. That's so out of the normal. He comes back this game and plays better, I thought. If I look at the stats now, he's on -2 still. So maybe that's wrong. But this game, every line is firing on all cylinders. The only thing that I would say was really off tonight was Heiskanen somehow, and he still comes up with an assist in this game. But other than that, everything is going good. We allow one bad goal in the first period, but we're still dominating, and we just can't score. So if that's the best we can do, which it has been the best this season, and we can't beat a Vegas Golden Knights team that played last night in Colorado, flew in this morning, and is dead tired, has no players on their team, is injured. Many players are injured.
Flew in this afternoon, not this morning. They got to the rink at 4:00.
And I don't know how much better the Stars can do. I think that's the best they can do. So we're just going to have great goaltending, I guess, if we're supposed to have a good year, if this is the best we can do. Like, if we can't find someone who wants to score goals, then we need to just wait until we can get rid of Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, Pavelski, Radulov, all those guys, start over. Because they're not scoring.
So this might be a good segue into the next question. Is this game Dobby's fault?
It's not Dobby's fault. We only scored 2 goals. That's it. He didn't play great. It's not his fault. We only scored 2 goals. That's what's wrong. We haven't scored more than 2 goals in regulation all season. We have, I think before this game, we had 5 regulation goals. Or 5-5 goals, I mean, in 6 games. And somehow we were 3-3. And somehow, after all this stuff, we're still at .500. I saw a stat posted on Twitter. This was the first game where after 2 periods we were leading. And we're at .500 right now. So we are very fortunate on the point side. But overall, this team sucks right now. It's terrible. And it should have been a bright side on this game because they looked good. But if they can't score, they're not looking good. And I'm tired of saying, oh, great goaltending again, because it's their backup goaltender. That's exactly what we just said about the goaltender in Columbus that we just played. Oh, he just had a great game. Like, that's what we say all the time. Every time the Stars play a backup goaltender, it feels like they just have a career night that night. That's not it. There's a common denominator here. It's the Dallas Stars and how they shoot. Someone has to score goals. And I think it'd be the people that get paid the most, but doesn't look like it. Looks like it's going to be Luke Glendinning and Michael Roffel.
And a little bit of Miro Heiskanen in there as well.
Well, Heiskanen had a terrible game tonight. He had like three giveaways, I think.
He had the first giveaway led to the first goal, and he actually was responsible for our team's first goal. And then he turned around and turned the puck over at the offensive blue line, or defensive blue line, excuse me. So yeah. It just not a good. And it's this game is just so confusing because the Stars played so well, yet we're both hacked off at what happened. Because and I bet you I can read your mind right now. We were both scared going into the third period. Were you scared?
Yeah, I was terrified.
I was terrified.
But I'm also
not
confused.
Absolutely terrified.
Because this is the same team that last season lost to Chicago 5-1 in a game where we looked like we were controlling it the whole time. It's the exact same team. And I there's no reason for it. We have goal scorers. We signed goal scorers. We signed Radulov. We pick up Pavelski. Like, what are we... I mean, I don't know what we're supposed to do. These are goal scorers that we picked up along the way. And they just don't score goals? Ben just can't score goals at all anymore? I mean, in the neutral zone tonight, Ben looked awful. Like, he looked like he couldn't skate. Like, there was multiple times he just slid off sides for no reason. And it just looks like Ben just wants to skate around and hit people every once in a while right now. It doesn't look like he's trying to score goals.
So, one of the things I wanted to talk about and that I was really frustrated about was, and this happened in the first and second period, and I'm like, if they continue to do this, they're going to allow the Vegas Golden Knights to get back into this game. Turnovers. They even though we were dominating the game in the offensive zone for the first, I would say the first 50 minutes, and then there was points when Vegas would push, but there wasn't much. The Stars kept turning the puck over and feeding the Vegas attack and allowing Vegas to get some time. So is that another big deal, or again, is it just the Stars just didn't score enough goals?
I mean, yeah, that was obviously the biggest downside defensively. But even when they did have pressure in our zone, we were playing well defensively. So even when they had the sustained pressure, like you said, like in the second period and I think in the middle of the third period, they had some really good sustained pressure. They didn't get great chances off of those, really. And the goals that they score, Shea Theodore off the turnover immediately by Heiskanen, and then just a terrible... like Dobby way overextends, and then Marchessault on 6-on-5. That's not normal 5-on-5. So that's not our core defense that messes up. I don't think it's a defense thing. The only part defensively that we messed up, like you said, is the turnovers. And you should be able to overcome that, especially when you've outplayed them the entire game. But I guess not.
Yeah, you know, this makes me think about something that Michelle said. I forget which period it was in. I think it might have been the second period where she was talking about Jamie Benn and the lack of goal scoring from Jamie Benn. And she was asking him, you know, do you feel any pressure for scoring goals? And he was like, no, not really. Are you gripping your stick a little tight? And he said, no, not really. I'm just going to keep doing the right thing. And eventually the scoring will come. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. I mean, I think he should have his butt clenched and trying to score goals. Like,
he needs a little bit of pressure on him right now. I mean, all of our goal scorers need a little bit of pressure on them right now.
Yeah, and it seems everybody like, should have pressure on
and,
them.
Should that pressure come from internally from themselves? Should that come from the coach?
Should that come from the media,
leadership. From fans?
The great leadership that we have on this hockey team should be creating that pressure. And encouraging people to score goals, actually, instead of just taking bad shots, which has looked like the response that we gave. I mean, 5-on-5, we're one of the worst teams in hockey statistically. like in goals for and goals against. So there better be some pressure. It shouldn't be, oh, it'll come. It needs to happen now. Something needs to change because what you're doing right now isn't good. It's not working. So change something, please.
NFL fans hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has got you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. With the promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, so what is that change? Do we... it seems like we've tried everything. Like, Bones even went to the point to where Bones was yelling at the players. He yelled at them on Sunday at practice when he wasn't getting what he wanted. And then he took a timeout when the Stars had two opportunities against them that almost went into the net. And then when Columbus finally scored to go up 2-1, he called timeout and proceeded to yell at them. And with multiple F-bombs, you could read his lips. I mean, that's Bones. You know, no, Bonus doesn't yell. He doesn't yell. And obviously that didn't work. The line juggling has not worked. It hasn't worked. Even though that all four lines were, you know, clicking on all cylinders tonight, it didn't do any good. So, and I don't want to think like this, but is the thing to do is start looking for trades, start looking at trading players out, and maybe that will wake up some people. Is that the only option that the Stars have at this point? Because the way that everybody is looking at this season is that this is it, and I don't want to overreact. And I know it's only game 7, but you start poorly like this and you're going to be looking, you know, on the golf course while everybody else is in the playoffs. Well, so is that the option? I maybe that's extreme, but that's what I'm thinking.
No, that's not the first option in my opinion. First of all, we have no movement clauses on everybody, so not going to happen anyway. But the first option is individually as players, they need to learn how to shoot the puck. And I don't know how they got into the NHL level and couldn't shoot the puck, but they've got to figure that out. Like, multiple times, Radulov, breakaway, shoots it right into the guy's chest. I mean, Luke Glendinning at the end of the game, 2 feet off the crease, nobody's around him. There's a goalie there. It's a great save. I'll give it to him. Great kick save by the pad. You have an entire 2/3 of the net above the pad to shoot at. And he shot it right on the ice, just straight towards the bottom middle of the net. That is... That's not... you can't do that as an NHL hockey player. You have to be able to take a wrist shot that gets off the ice to win the game at the end of the game. Raffle, in the end of the third period. Not the end, the middle of the third period, before they score their tying goal. Right in front of the net. Wide open pass. He doesn't even have to shoot. He needs to deflect it enough and be strong enough on his stick to deflect the puck towards the half-empty net. Can't do it. Like, individually, as players, they have to decide to be goal scorers. And none of them are. That's the first thing. And with our great leadership, that should be no problem. Being the third oldest team. The next thing that you would do is you'd fire the coach. Because with the coaches we've had the past 3 years, we have the same problems. Change something. This wasn't a problem we had Lindy Ruff. Like, the team isn't super different. If anything, we have more goal scorers now.
We're older. The guys we relied on in the Lindy Ruff area are much older now.
If they're that much older to where they can't produce, then yes, trade them. if they're truly just too old to score goals, which I don't believe at all, then yeah, trade them. But we can't trade any of those guys anyway. So
I really am starting to think that way. AJ Alvera from Facebook, from YouTube, is saying, I think the only positives from tonight's game is they are finally getting more pucks to the net. That's great. But you just talked about it, Chris, is just the quality of the shots are not there. They're not elevating. I appreciate that they actually listened to Bonus and they were actually throwing it on the net tonight. And, you know, especially that first goal is a perfect example of why you throw it at the net. It was a weird bounce, an ugly, gross, disgusting goal. But nobody asked, you know, how you did it. They asked how many. Well, so, go ahead. Sorry.
First, I wouldn't even say that was the only positive. There were so many great things about tonight's game.
And that was the other thing I was going to say, yeah.
We carried the puck into the zone, less dump and chase. Every time we carried it into the zone, it felt like we had a good scoring chance going. And when we were on the dump and chase, our forecheck was excellent. The first goal, that's how we scored the goal, is on dump and chase. We forechecked the puck, got it out to the point, wrist shot, deflection, garbage goal goes in. Our kill was excellent on their one power play. That was actually in a crucial moment in the second period, right after the Radulov goal. Our power play looked good for the one we had that was split up. It looked decent. But, I mean, and all of our lines were firing on all cylinders. All of them had offensive zone time. All of them had different chances. Tons of people had shots tonight. And none of it matters because we just can't score goals.
And you don't win the game.
And it's this – and we don't score goals, and it's the same thing that's happened for the past 3 years, and nothing's changing. And, like, this is how we looked last year when we played great. We would shoot the puck lots, and we'd be like, ooh, look how many shots we're getting. We're doing the offense, finally. No, we're not. they're terrible shots. And we had that many shots, and then there was tons of other shots that just missed the net completely. So.
Overall, a very frustrating game.
Yeah. Because it was so well played and so poorly executed at the same time.
And it's just a matter of the Stars just can't seem to take advantage of the opportunities that they get. And I put this on Twitter. I said the Stars need to take advantage of the intangibles tonight and come out with the 2 points and finish the regulation win. Because I was freaking out because we were playing so well in between around the first, second period. And I still had that thought in the back of my head that we're going to lose this in overtime.
Well, everything's in our favor and we can still only score 2 goals. How is that possible? It shouldn't
execution,
be.
Execution, execution, execution. Okay, well, 20 minutes in, let's actually get into the recap of the game. So Stars come out strong. Luke Glendinning scores a goal from Heiskanen and Kiviranta, 2:20 into the first, and that gives the Stars the 1-0 lead. Kind of like we mentioned, it was a garbage goal, but who cares? It went into the net, and it started the game really well for the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is jumping ahead again, but there's no way we should only have 1 goal this period. But yeah, it was a decent start to the game. We were skating fast. We forechecked well on that play. Glendinning was in the right place, I guess. I mean, he didn't really make a play. He kind of got lucky that he got this goal, but whatever. We'll take him when we can get him with Glendinning. Obviously, from the width he had in the third.
Or anybody.
Anybody, yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately, though, Miro Heiskanen turns over the puck about a minute later, and Shea Theodore scores unassisted on a, for lack of a better term, a fluky goal. It was completely fluky goal.
It's a bad play by
Heiskanen on that one.
By both. Heiskanen makes a terrible play, obviously. He just turned the puck right over. And then Dobby totally overextends for no reason. And that's due to his style. But, like, you got to stay within yourself. Half his body was out of the crease when the puck got to him. So...
Moving on to the second period.
The whole first period, dominate the entire thing, and score nothing.
15-5 in shots in the first period. 15-5 in shots in the first period. Moving on to the second period, Alexander Radulov scores his first goal of the season from Hockenpah and Ben. Hockenpah gets his first point as Dallas Star. Ben gets his second assist, and that puts the Stars up 2-1 on, you know, a very similar style play to the first goal that the Stars scored. Pass it up to just, the point and get a screen, skilled. Find dirty.
Yeah, and more skilled by Radulov, though. That one wasn't dirty. That was an excellent play by Radulov to get that tip on there. And it was the perfect deflection, too. It's a high shot. He deflects it down. No chance.
And again, throughout the second period, the Stars dominate. They take more shots. They're completely dominating the play.
Well, half of the period we dominate. I mean, we're 1-7 about halfway. The shots are 1-7 Dallas about halfway through the second period. And at the end of the period, it's tied 7-7 at the end.
And Vegas had their moments, but again, it was very, very few and far between compared to the sustained pressure of the Stars through those first 40 minutes.
It wasn't as many scoring chances. So while their shots were equivalent in the second period, the Stars had so many scoring chances that we didn't capitalize on at all.
And then moving on into the third period, again, it just Stars taking care of their business. And it was a pretty boring period, honestly, which I was okay with because we were up 2-1 and I was just looking for us to kind of end it up. And then Stars can't get it out of the zone. Sustained pressure continues. Pull the goalie, Vegas does. And then Jonathan Marks is so with the second of the year from Theodore and Chandler Stephenson, and that ties the game. And as Josh Bogorod put it, it's a sucker punch to the Dallas Stars.
I was totally not okay with the third period. I thought the third period was terrible. I mean, we did not have nearly enough pressure the entire period. From the beginning of the period, the entire goal of that period should not have been don't allow a goal. The goal of that period should have been score from the start. There's no reason it shouldn't have been when we're that much more dominant in a game that we should be blowing them out on. It should have been go score goals as many as you can and step on their throats, not lock it down defensively. They're a tired team. Why are we not capitalizing on that? This is their sixth period of hockey in 48 hours, and you don't take advantage of that whatsoever. You just roll over, let them play the period they wanted to play so that they get a chance at the end of the game, and that's exactly what they did, and they took full advantage of it.
I'll disagree with you a little bit. I honestly thought they had some sustained pressure, but again, they had sustained pressure, but they didn't get the third goal. They didn't get the insurance goal like they needed.
And they pulled up halfway through the period, though. You have to admit, at 10 minutes, there was nothing after the 10-minute mark, and it should have been full gas.
It seemed one of the, I forget, it was one of the Bud Light keys to the game or PNC Bank keys to the game that the Stars put on their own Twitter account that they need to play a full 60 minutes. They played a full 55 and a half minutes and lost the game. And I'm getting sick of watching this team and the way that they play and at the end of the game, and the fact that they can't score. It really just comes down to that. They can't score. In a team that doesn't have, let's name these players. Mark Stone, their captain, is out. It was a point a game per player for them.
One of the best players in the league.
And definitely two-way forward-wise, especially. Max Pacioretty is out. Alex Tuck, a third-line power forward who is a very good goal scorer, is out. They did not have they lost Carrier halfway through the second period, who, you know, brings a lot of momentum to that team. And I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple of others as well. But this team was, I think they started with 11 forwards tonight.
And Robin and Leonard isn't even playing.
Right, that's the
other
thing,
talk about that. One of the best goalies in the league isn't in the net. And we make their backup look better than Robin Leonard. Every game, Stars fans are like, oh, man, that guy had a great – no, it's bullcrap. They're not that good. We suck at scoring goals. That's it. I'm done giving credit to opposing teams' netminders. He made one really good save at the end. Other than that, I don't know.
It's just the quality of the shots are not there for the Stars. I really think that's what it boils down to. And you know, let me mention this, because we also mentioned this a little bit. Well, okay, before I get to that, and then obviously we know how this game ends. Dadonov, or however you're saying his name now, it's not Dadonov anymore. He scores, you know, right in front of Hudobin, and sends Vegas going home with a 3-2 win in a game that they had absolutely no deservation of winning this game for the Vegas Golden Knights.
And real quick, while we talk about the overtime goal, what the heck is Radulov doing? Like, he's already in the neutral zone when Klingberg is back behind his own red line with two forecheckers on him at the same time. What's he supposed to do?
I don't know.
It's almost to the point where I don't want Radulov on the ice on 3-on-3 just because of how much of a defensive liability he is.
I'll disagree with you on that. He was one of the few that actually was showing a little bit of heart towards the end. You know, he was making some good plays and everything. But again, you can't put this on one player. The way this game was, it's all of the guy that we should have three lines that should be scoring right now, and I don't even think this is on nil right now, at all. It's the players. The players are not responding.
It's not even just
responding.
The players. It's the leadership of the players. That's supposed to be our strong suit. Is we have one of the best locker rooms in the NHL. It's not. Especially after last game, no fight after your coach totally calls you out. You come out this game looking like you're trying to prove something, and you don't prove it because you lost the game. I'm putting it 100% on the leadership, and that's Jamie Benn, Sagan, Pavelski. Heck, even Klingberg. I mean, and we have Suter too. Like, he's supposed to be a guy who brings leadership too. We traded Oleksiak to get that experience, and it's really doing wonders right now, I'll tell you.
Now to get back to what I was thinking about, there were still, you know, it's okay. There's still instances tonight where I was like, you need to take that shot. And there was one in particular in the first period that Giryanov had. And, you know, the weapon that Giryanov is, he had the opportunity to take the shot and he passes it off and the odd man rush ends up being nothing. So again, even though that they were shooting more, they like exactly what Bonus wanted. They were shooting more, but again, I'll go back to it. The quality of the shots and the quality of the chances were not there at all. Period. And the players that had the opportunities tonight did not take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, Gurianov ends the night with zero shots on goal, and I can think of two times where he just flat out misses the net on wide open shots from him. So just wanted to point that out there.
I wanted to wait for this for a second, but AJ had another question that I wanted to bring in here. One more question. How do you think Blake looked in his first game back, referring to Como and then Robertson as well? So that was probably the biggest storyline coming into the game, was the fact that we were somewhat semi-healthy, you know, I mean, minus Bishop, but of course we don't know about Bishop. But what did you think of Blake Como's game tonight, and also Jason Robertson's?
This was the other bright side I was going to talk about in the game. I thought Como looked great. He forechecked outstandingly. His roughing penalty was garbage. He got a penalty for being stronger than the other guy, which I don't know how you can get a roughing penalty when you're pushing on the guy's back. That's ridiculous.
One of the things I'm frustrated about with calls like this is that the refs will be like, okay, well, you can shove him like two or three times, but that fourth one, that's the one that cost you the penalty. And I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it was bullcrap. But I thought Como played with a lot of heart. I'm happy that we held off on these guys until they were fully ready too. Like, this game, it didn't look like they were like kind of working their way back in the lineup. They were fully ready to go, and I think that's a smart decision to make, especially at the beginning of the season. Robertson looked outstanding, offensive and defensive. He made multiple plays back in the defensive zone that were outstanding. Offensively, he had an amazing chance again that he has to score on too. Robertson is a guy who has to be good for this team to be good. And I know the puck was bouncing and everything. He's got to find a way to get a stick on that puck and at least knock it down and give us some kind of chance. But he had other great chances too that, and he, I mean, they both look great. Robertson looked good offensively. Como looked good only defensively, but that's what Como does. So
let me ask this, because this was another thing that I put on Twitter. Unluckiness or just, you know, the Stars suck at shooting?
I'm tired of unluckiness now. Unluckiness is not something I'm going to talk about ever anymore.
So six posts, not unlucky?
That's not
six
unlucky.
Posts and
they're
two
missing
games.
The net. I mean, we've talked about this stat too, how the Stars have the most post hits of any franchise. Like, and it's not unexpected that we hit posts too. Like, we hit posts all the time. There's a common denominator there. It's not just that the Stars have bad voodoo. We miss the net, and we're hitting posts. Move it in a little bit more, and it goes in. I mean, we should win 8-1 there. That's what should happen.
And it would be okay if, you know, the scoring eventually would come, but it hasn't.
And we know it's not going to.
Exactly. And that was the next thing I was going to mention.
Because we've been in this place before. We're like, oh, we're hitting so many posts. We're bound to score soon.
100%
agree with you right there. Year three, there's no goals. Still no goals. One of the lowest scoring teams in the National Hockey League. And we're considered one of the best somehow still. Imagine if we're even mediocre at scoring goals. We'd be a dynasty right now.
Just frustrating coming into the game. Let me throw some stats at you, Chris. Shots on goal, 34-21 in shots in favor of the Stars.
Great. It'd be cool if we could score some of those. We've beat that dead horse.
Faceoff percentage, 71-29% in the faceoff dot, and we still lose.
And we should be doing that against tired teams too. I mean, honestly, I'm not super surprised by that stat, actually. Even though it's crazy good in the Stars' favor, it shouldn't be surprising for us.
But again, I don't care because we lost the game.
Exactly.
The hits in favor of the Stars, 20-9. Again, another stat, don't care. Block shots, Stars lead, 28-20 in block shots. Again, don't give a crap because we lost the game. I mean, we did not get the extra point against a team that was tired. Their flight came in today.
This team would have lost to the Coyotes.
The Coyotes would have beat the Vegas Golden Knights.
That's what I'm saying.
At this point, it's just super frustrating, and I'm tired of, you know, sticking up for this team and being like, you know, we can get this, and trying to be positive.
Yeah, I'm tired of the moral victories, is what it is, and that's what we've been getting all season and all of the past 3 years. We're like, oh well, the Stars played great; they're bound to keep it up eventually, and we'll find the net, and it doesn't happen. So,
and again, domination of the game, domination, domination, domination. And we did that for 55 and a half minutes. And it's just frustrating because once again, the Stars can't get that third goal. They can't get the extra insurance goal just in case they make that one mistake. And because the Stars do make that one mistake, they do that in the 6-on-5 at the end of the third period. They make one mistake. They let Marchessault be wide open. They don't have anybody on him to block the shot, and he scores the goal. One mistake, and the game's tied. And then it goes to overtime. We lose. I just knew. I didn't care that we were 3-0 in overtime this season so far until this point.
Yeah, no,
I knew we were going to lose the game. I just knew it.
Even if we won the game, I probably would have been equally pissed off as I am now.
Yeah, I would have been as well, because that's a point you give to a team in your conference. And I mean, if you're Vegas, you're downright excited with maybe not the game, but the result.
Yeah, if you're out that many
because
players
and
you're on the back-to-back, you're so happy about 4 points in 48 hours.
And it's ridiculous, so... Anyways, I think we've kind of beat a dead horse with this. We got to score goals. You can't just play. You can't just, you know, dominate a game and not score goals. You got to take advantage of the opportunities that you get.
Let's see if leadership can actually answer something.
Yep.
Because up to this point this season, they've done nothing.
Stars continue at home against the Senators on Friday at 7:30. Puck drop will probably be around 8-9 minutes after that. We'll be with you guys once again on Friday. And please make sure that you use the promo code THPN when you go and use the DraftKings app. That lets them know that we sent you. We appreciate their willingness to sponsor us. Allows us to do cool things with this podcast, even if it's, you know, not fun things, you know, like talking about this game.
Don't bet on the stars.
Don't bet on the stars. And
along with
Chris, I'm Ryan. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. And we hope you guys have a fantastic and wonderful day tomorrow.